as part of another study, we've been looking at trends in initiation of heroin. And
in Rhode Island?
This is nationally, actually. We're looking at trends, and through that CDC-funded study, can start to see that over a very short period of time that we have seen an upward tick in initiation in the past year of heroin use, as well as current use, or past 30-day use of heroin. And those trends suggest that we're seeing a larger increase in the New England states, New England region, as well as in age groups that are younger. I think anecdotally we've been hearing a lot about this, and certainly the deaths are speaking to that too. These data just amplify and validate some of those anecdotal stories with concerning trends that we really need to focus our efforts on the under 34, especially the under 21 and the 21 to 34 age range, the people who are starting to initiate more heroin use. That had definitely been there before. We're seeing it in a larger swath of that population at this point.
You mentioned there's a number that doubled.
Yeah, that rate that we were looking at had doubled within a very short period of time from about 2008-2009 to its current rate. Given initiation of heroin is still a very rare thing that happens, so we're talking, one in every 100 to now two to 2.5 in every 100. But regardless, this is a huge problem as we look at trends in drug overdose and other opioid-related factors. So something to keep an eye on.
And it sounds like it's a greater risk factor for overdose, at least in terms of what we're seeing from the data from the medical examiner's office here in Rhode Island.
We know in both from lots of other places that people who are newer to use of heroin or newer to injection are at greater risk of overdose, non-fatal overdose as well as fatal overdose. And we aren't entirely sure about what all of those reasons are, whether they are less experienced, they're more afraid, they are taking bigger risks. It's not totally clear, but regardless, this is a really careful period that we really need to think about reducing the overdose risk. But also in the death data, locally, what we've been seeing is a real flip. And those trends suggest that while about 3/4 of the deaths a very short period of time ago in 2009 were involving a prescription opioid, at this point, since 2014 began, we now see 2/3 involving an illicit drug. So this is a very concerning trend, again, within a very short period of time. If Rhode Island is the canary in the coal mine, we have a lot to worry about nationwide, which is one of the reasons why we're trying to pilot some unique opportunities like the CVS and Walgreens pharmacy access to naloxone, with the hope that you can scale up to a national level and prevent with additional tools.